Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. So who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Michael Savitt, and I'm the Business Development Manager for North America for Excel Dryer, which is headquartered in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, and we manufacture high-speed, energy-efficient hand dryers, one of which is the Accelerator hand dryer, which has been on the market now almost 20 years.
So high-speed hand dryers, explain what that is.
Yeah, so basically, you know, for many years, there was a conventional hand dryer. A lot of people are familiar with either the push button or the automatic dryers. It took 30 to 45 seconds to dry hands, an extremely long time. Most people weren't patient to sit there that entire time and dry their hands. So fortunately, Dennis Gagnon, the owner of Excel Dryer, introduced the Accelerator hand dryer in 2001, which basically took us to number one in the world. And what that did is it made the hand dryer a lot faster than obviously previous generation hand dryers by taking the dry time for about 30 to 45 seconds and reducing it all the way down to roughly 8 to 10 seconds. So obviously, you know, for us too, it's all about energy efficiency. The Accelerator uses 80% less energy than a conventional hand dryer. So the way we get to that energy reduction is not only cutting the dry time in half, but you're also using a lot less amps than previous generations.
So explain the technology and how it works. Is it heat and air?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, with the Accelerator, you actually have the ability to turn the heat to high, medium, low, or off. But yes, it's not only the heated airstream, but it's also a high velocity airstream that's getting all those excess water droplets off of the hands really quickly, which leaves a little bit of a residual moisture layer behind. Yeah. And then from there, in a few seconds, that slowly evaporates when you dry your hands underneath.
Which is a very different way of drying hands than the old hand dryer blowers, right? That was just blowing air on your hands.
Correct. You're basically just putting your hands under there for, again, an extremely long time. And even still after the fact, you often would see people wipe their hands on their pants. And hey, right, we're trying to get away from that with ours. Quick, fast and efficient.
Yeah. What's the benefits other than the convenience to the user? What's the benefits of having a high speed hand dryer?
Yeah. It comes down to three things. One of which is cost savings. You know, at a minimum, it's a 95% cost savings versus paper towels. When you take into account the labor, the maintenance, the constant replenishing of the paper towels. So that's one thing. Hygiene. It's a very hygienic product. You know, for us right now, it's all about touchless restroom solutions, especially with what's going on with the pandemic. So that's important. And with our hand dryers, the fact that it is touchless, even for people who want what we call an added layer of protection, we do have a HEPA filtration system that was tested and proven to remove 99.999% of viruses from the airstream. So for us, you know, it's not only about properly washing your hands, it's about thoroughly drying them as well. And this is a touchless hygienic way to do that. And just the last thing too is sustainability. You know, for us, it's about making an environmentally friendly product. You know, we care about the environment. We live and breathe it every single day. And for us, you know, we want to ensure that companies who have care about their carbon footprint and have a sustainability initiative, that they can achieve those goals by putting our hand dryers in their facilities. So.
It's very interesting what you talked about in terms of the quality of the air that's being blown through the system, that you wash your hands, and then that's a lot of touchless. Actually, I've noticed that the convention center here doesn't have that. I found myself putting my hands under the sink waiting for the water to come on. It's not coming out. I forgot I have to actually push the button.
Yep.
And they have the old dryer systems as well.
And that's the thing. I feel like I've noticed that in a lot of facilities right now. Maybe the hand dryers are automatic, but the sink you still have to turn on and off, or the soap you have to push. So it's like, I think more and more facilities now are realizing you got to provide a full touchless experience, especially for people who are really concerned with, you know, going into a restroom environment.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, concerned about what's in there.
Yeah. And I never thought of the idea that the air coming out of the dryer is also need to be clean, pure air. Because I can imagine that some of them are not so pure and clean.
Well, so yeah, it's a good point. You know, so when the pandemic hit, you know, a lot of people were concerned about, you know, is it safe and hygienic to use a hand dryer? You know, is it spreading coronavirus? Which no, you know, independent third parties have shown that hand dryers are not spreading the coronavirus. But fortunately, the CDC and the World Health Organization both came out and said that paper towels and hand dryers are a hygienic, effective way to dry hands. So, you know, whether a dryer has a HEPA filtration system or not, it is still safe and hygienic. But to your point, yeah, you're right. Sometimes people are like, you know, I'm kind of concerned with the quality of the air that's coming out. Once I've washed my hands, well, I want to make sure that I'm drying them as well.
Are there different models?
Yeah. So for us, we have, which I already mentioned, the Accelerator. Several years back, we introduced Accelerator Eco, which is a no heat option, still dries hands very quickly and efficiently. And then we introduced a few years back Thin Air, which is a surface mounted ADA compliant hand dryer. And what that means is it does not protrude more than 4 inches from the wall. So very slim, small footprint, kind of ideal for single use restrooms and places where space is a concern. And then what I would call now our latest and greatest, we came out with what's called the Accelerator Sync Hand Dryer, SYNC. And we partnered with a company called D13 Group to put together an integrated sink system.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a dryer, faucet, soap dispenser, all in one, fully customizable. And we feel it's now the safest, most hygienic and efficient way to wash and dry hands all in one place. You may have seen some of them now in your travels, maybe through the airport.
Yeah, I have seen. I didn't realize they were yours. But yes, I have seen that system.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that it's all in one thing. You like wash your hands. You know, and you use the soap and dry them all in the same place. And all that water that's coming off your hands isn't going on the floor.
Exactly. Great point. And, you know, we feel it's the future of commercial restroom design, but it does solve a lot of the problems that people feel that surface mounted hand dryers have, like water getting on the wall or the floor. Well, that's solved by this, where the water and the soap goes down into the wash basin, not onto the user, not onto the sink deck. It's also aesthetically pleasing. It looks very, you know, unique and innovative. And also in terms of sound, you know, people are concerned with the noise. With all of our high-speed dryers, you can adjust the speed and the sound. The owner has the ability to do that. But with the sync system, it now comes with a patent-pending sound suppression delivery system to ensure that it's a very quiet experience. So, yeah, for us, we're trying to check all the boxes with the sync system to overcome the obstacles and concerns that people often have.
Yeah. How has your industry changed, and specifically your company, over the last 2 years with the pandemic? I'm sure that it's exploded.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think more and more people, you know, are realizing that, hey, you know, while proper hand hygiene and proper washing is important, thoroughly drying them is just as important as well. So yeah, you know, I think, you know, early on in the pandemic, like I said, we dealt with some people who were, you know, concerned with them spreading, you know, the virus. But we've been able to overcome that. And we also spent a lot of time and effort to get in front of the CDC and the right people there to ensure that their messaging, that their language on their website, that their materials were very clear and specific with regards to hand dryers and paper towels, because some of the information was saying one thing while other information was pointing a different direction. So we just wanted to make sure that everything was streamlined. And what one big win for us was the CDC updated their literature. So for the fifth step in the drying process, it shows paper towels and an air dryer as a way to dry your hands. So for us, we definitely did get out in front of it as quickly as possible. And the other thing too, as I mentioned earlier about our HEPA filtration system and eliminating viruses from the airstream, right when the pandemic started to overwhelm here us here in the States, we worked with an independent third party called LMS Technologies to test our HEPA filtration system against a couple hundred million viruses. And that came back showing that it was proven to remove 99.999% of viruses.
Yeah. So what's the future look like for Excel? What, you know, specifically, sort of big picture, what does the future look like for hand dryers?
Yeah.
And more specifically with Excel, what's new and what's coming down?
Yeah, great question. So I can't share too much right now, but we
sure
are.
Sure, you can. It's just us. Yeah, nobody will know.
We are working on the next iteration of Accelerator, you know, kind of excited to see what that's going to be.
Do you have a timeline on that?
We're hoping at some point next year to have that. And, you know, I think it'll be a game changer.
Lasers. That's the future.
But I look at it as a product that'll revolutionize the industry once again, like we did with Accelerator 20 years ago, which is hard to believe. It's been about 20 some years now. But to your question, you know, I think now more and more people are conscious of providing touchless restroom solutions, hand dryers being one of them. More and more companies, organizations, and facilities, you know, want to save money. They want to go green. They want to improve restroom cleanliness. So I think for that, that'll continue to be important. And also, too, I mean, I think, you know, for us, we look at the future of commercial restroom design as being the integrated sink system that we talked about. You know, I think more and more people want to put, you know, a solution like that into their facility. And I think when people go into the restroom and see that or use that, they're like, wow, this is really cool. You know, this is something that's unique and different, and it's helping, you know, again, like I said, eliminate and overcome a lot of the obstacles that people feel that hand dryers have had over the years. Yeah.
Are there any solutions for residential work?
You know, it comes up every once in a while, and I know over the years some people have bought accelerators,
right,
you know, with a custom cover, like maybe put a picture of their family or their favorite team on there. And that, you know, is kind of for like a man cave or somewhere else. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I'd say if anything for a residential environment, it probably would be the sink system, just because people can customize it. They can use different materials.
Be great for a pool house.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, absolutely. Yep. So yeah, I think there's a lot of potential.
Turning.
Yeah. But and the other thing, too, is, you know, so many facilities out there still use paper towels.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you know, more and more people focus on the environment and cost savings and hygiene and whatnot, that they're thinking that, hey, this is a change that I can make that'll not only benefit me and my organization, but will benefit the overall world.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Anything else you want to share before we wrap things up?
You know, I just want to thank you, you know, for having me on this podcast. I appreciate you guys, you know, giving us the opportunity to let you know what's going on with our product line. And, you know, certainly Excel Dryer has been a great company to work for. Been here almost 10 years and kind of excited to see what the future holds. And, you know, definitely love to join you guys again when we do have the next iteration
definitely.
Of Accelerator.
Reach out.
You know, definitely. I'd love to share that with you and the rest of the community so they know that, hey, there's something else out there that can benefit them and their clients.
Yeah. If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead, click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAT.com. Go check them out, ARCAT.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GableMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.